Hi, and welcome back to the Life Later podcast. We are your hosts, Mel and Soph. So today we are doing another episode, and this time we thought we'll do something that could help better all of us, because we're all been through a period where we just, you know, are going through whatever, and we just need to reemerge better than how we came in. And I think in this time that we're in right now, we're all in that period where there's going to be an immersion and we're going to have to come out of it, but we want to try and come out of it better than how we went into it. So we've just put together a few things that we are doing and we want to do, and we want to share with you guys as well, so then it can help not only ourselves but also you guys as well, to make sure that when we all come out of this, because we're going to come out of it, but then we come out of it better than how we went in. So without further ado, let's get into it. Soph, do you want to share your thoughts on this as well?
Like you've said, I'm so determined like to come out of this better than how I went in. And you know, as a family and with my daughter, you know, I read somewhere somebody saying that actually we've clapped for carers, we've clapped for, you know, mothers and parents teaching homeschooling their kids. We really haven't clapped for our kids, because they're used to being outdoors, running around and doing other things.
That's true.
And now they find themselves without their friends and kind of confined.
And,
you know, and no one's clapping for them.
And no one's clapping for them. And it's kind of different, because I'm sure for many of them, it hasn't been explained to them what's going on.
They have, I mean, you know, they really have no clue. But, you know, maybe they're even seeing how, as parents, maybe we are anxious about things, especially if you've lost your job or whatever. You know, they may not know what's up, but they can tell something's up.
That is so
like,
true.
How come I'm not going to school? How come I can't see so and so? So,
and we want them to come out bigger and better than how they went in, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for me, one of those things, which is my first point, is being present and living in the now, knowing that actually today is all that is promised.
It's true.
No one said that we would have tomorrow.
We're
always so thinking about tomorrow. We never sit down and focus on today. And for me, it looks like when my daughter actually just wants to play, even though I feel like I should be doing some other things, then I actually set aside that time and play with her or talk to her or whatever it is that I need to do at that time, and not focus solely on the future, but be present now, and even in this moment where everything is uncertain, still being grateful, because there are some things that are certain. Do you know what I mean? Not everything is up in the air. Shifting my perspective on life, on what's going on what's most important.
Because
staying grounded.
Staying grounded, because it's so true, because as you're saying, living in the moment, because to be honest with you, let's face it, there's a lot of things that are out of our control, but the things that are in our control is obviously being grateful. We can truly just concentrate on the positives and being grateful for what we have, etc. And because we aren't in control, there's no point in worrying about tomorrow, because whatever you're worrying about may not even happen anyway.
May not happen.
So you might as well just, as you said, focus on being present, focus on being a bit patient as well. Patient with not only your children as well, but also with yourselves. And and just taking that time to really be present in it all.
And no, like, you know, we always talk about London life, which is fast.
Oh my gosh,
next thing. And really, right now, you can actually just be.
Yeah, it's true.
A friend of mine told me the other day, she's like, Soph, be where your feet are. Wherever your feet are at that point, be there.
That's really cool.
So that's my first point. Secondly, managing our time. Most of us find ourselves not commuting, and therefore we have a lot more time on our hands than we did prior. And for me, it's actually been getting used to a new normal, and a new routine, because man, the day can fly.
The days are flying by so fast, despite the fact that
clue.
Exactly. I'm so shocked at how fast the days are going by. I wish it went by that fast when I was in the office, but yeah, it is going by so,
very
it's so slow. But yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So kind of like establishing that new normal and mm-hmm. a new routine that makes sure that your day is spent wisely. Because, you know, if there's one thing we can never regain is time.
That's true.
So focusing on the things that matter, resting. I know there are so many quotes about, you know, doing something new and something great.
Yeah.
And yes, you could. But rest is also maybe something new.
You know what? Because
you're not accustomed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and we spoke about this, didn't we? Where I said, mm-hmm. because I've seen this floating around online where it's like you should use this time to like pick up something new, a new craft, a new this, finish that book, finish that whatever. But as mm-hmm. you rightly said, it's also a case where, to be honest, this 3 months or whatever, however long we're in this sort of lockdown for, we're not going to get this ever again. There's never going to be a time where we can actually truly just stop. So actually, put that book down and use some of that time to just rest. Just take it easy and chill. Because when this, as we're talking about reemerging, mm-hmm. when we're coming out of this, I don't know what it's going to look like. However, we'll be going back to work. We'll be doing that commute. We'll be doing that hustle and bustle. And there won't be that time to just chill anymore. So you might as well just use that time to chill.
Yeah.
Not all of it necessarily, absolutely. But, you know, and the majority of it.
I'm not saying be lazy.
Not be lazy, no.
At the same time, be grateful for this little period of grace where you can actually spend an extra 30 minutes in bed.
Yeah.
No one is going to rush you in the morning to get up.
No.
You know,
it's true.
Or go to bed earlier or whatever it is that you can do to even for your health.
Yeah.
It's important to, you know, that's why we go on holiday, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
To take a break.
Yeah.
So now that you have the time, do that.
Yeah.
Having said that, also spend the time.
There's a balance, wisely. People. There's a balance.
There's a balance. Absolutely. How about you reinvent yourself?
Ooh.
Maybe there's a
reinvent
new
yourself.
Skill, a new hobby.
Yes.
You know, that you've always imagined that you'd want to do.
Yeah.
Here's some extra time. Use an extra hour a day.
Yeah.
You know, for those money gurus, you know, those millionaires who say they wake up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. because now you have
all the time of the day.
Commuting. I know.
It's
you're
true.
Not commuting. So you have that extra hour or two.
Yeah.
To do something different.
Yeah, there are a lot of courses online. Some of them are free as well, especially on mm-hmm. LinkedIn. LinkedIn have a lot of courses that you can just learn a new skill. And it varies in different times. So it could be a half an hour, 40 minutes, 2 hour long, or et cetera. So yeah, that's definitely worth looking into, where you can do it at your own pace, because as we just said, we've got enough time. So mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. there's definitely things to do. Yeah. Just on that whole, you know, self-care type of, you know, reinventing yourself, but also just remembering to stay healthy. And I'm definitely very mindful of this right now, especially in this time, because when mm-hmm. I was at work at my desk, I would snack. I had a drawer that was full of crisps, sweets, chocolate, all types of things to get me through the day. But as much as those are quite, you know, comforting to have in the house and having that sort of cupboard in the house to have that, I also need to really remember to be mindful, to be healthy, have my fruit, have my veg, and also exercise. I'm not really a fan of going out too much. Thankfully, I've got a nice patio, a little garden, so I can go out and, mm-hmm. you know, chill in the sun. So I don't need to be around people. So I'm not really going out for an hour walk or to the shops or anything like that. I'm truly quarantining. I'm just like,
indoors.
But so that's why I need to remember, I need to exercise. So I just hop on YouTube and I just find a nice little routine, little exercise, a little bit of yoga or Pilates or anything like that. And I make sure I do that every day, mm-hmm. preferably in the morning before I start work and things like that, just so I can keep that going. And as I said, fruit and veg, because it's not even about putting on weight. It's just more about your health and taking those vitamins and things like that. Just mm-hmm. making sure you keep mm-hmm. on top of all of that whilst we're indoors. Mm-hmm. For those of us who need the vitamin D, like making sure you have all those supplements as well. And if you can go out right now, the sun is shining. It's really lovely. but we can't go out really. So making sure that you just keep on top of all those healthy things there.
Yeah,
really.
keeping on top of your health is so important. I'm like, listen, hopefully when we emerge, this will be a hot girl summer. I don't know.
Body will be snatched.
I'm praying.
Body will be so snatched, yeah.
But man, those snacks be calling
my
name.
I know.
But, you know, again, maybe this goes back into the routine, because when you're at work, you're not constantly grazing.
No.
Oh, we hope not.
I am,
Are you okay? But you see, like, for my daughter, it's like she's always hungry. I'm like, mate, when you're in school, you don't eat all the time.
I know, it's true.
So just because the fridge is there, the door has to be open.
Oh, yeah, it's so true. 24/7. It's so true. She's a growing girl.
Yeah. I don't care, girl.
No.
I'm like, they're designated
definitely.
Times.
And I think that's definitely important for children as well, because children need that routine. They need a routine. You can't just, and especially, I don't know if there's parents out there who probably feel guilty for their children being indoors and not having this new, well, going through this new normal, but don't like try and overcompensate it by giving them the snacks and, you know, doing that, because that's not going to...
Putting them in front of the TV.
Yeah, because, you know, you're not really helping them, to be honest. So definitely keeping yourself and your family and children healthy. And discipline. Back away from that fridge.
Oh yeah, for sure. Listen, this is the rule. If you must eat something, it's gonna be a fruit, which usually doesn't go down too well.
No. All of a sudden, they're not hungry anymore.
What you want is a crisp. Yeah,
exactly. I'm not really hungry anymore. Oh, you're not starving? No, yeah. I'm not starving.
You're not starving. If you're starving, you eat anything.
You eat anything if you're starving.
Yeah. Here's a fruit.
Drink some water.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, and definitely. Keeping on top of that skincare. Skincare to me is so important. It's a bit of a luxury, not a luxury, but it's a bit of a pampering session as well. And that's, you know, that feel good feeling, taking care of your skin, making sure that, you know, washing the face, just doing all those things, because we want to emerge, guys. We want to emerge from this looking glowing, honey. Exactly. Listen, our eyebrows and things are already suffering, and that's a whole different kind of podcast in terms of some form of hack that we can get through this time. But yeah, just definitely keep on top of skincare. And I would say also the hygiene, your oral hygiene, teeth. I was thinking about this the other day obviously we're not allowed to go to the dentist. So it's a case of, I mean, I didn't really go to the dentist anyway, but not really. No, I haven't really been. When I have, I think I went about 2 years ago, maybe the last time, and they said my teeth are absolutely fabulous. They always is. Yeah.
Well, really? Oh my God. Okay. So I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum.
What are you doing then? Are you taking extra care of your teeth? Are your teeth important to you? Like what's the deal?
Are my teeth important?
Well, yeah, of course they're important, but do you actually think about it? Because there's some people that just think, brush my teeth, like...
Oh, no, I do, especially because I have a toothpaste that's prescribed.
Oh, really?
That's how bad my teeth are. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to be super careful, although the other day I felt like, I hope this is not a tooth that's getting a hole.
Oh, no.
A
oh,
cavity.
Lord.
So I'm hoping
you need to hold on to that, girl. Because
the dentist
is not open.
It's
not
open,
man. So just taking the extra care. Definitely always, of course, brush your teeth twice a day if you can, three times a day. But also, you know what? The other day I was looking at my teeth and then all of a sudden I saw one of my front teeth is kind of sticking out slightly. And I'm just like, what the hell? Because my teeth are normally actually straight.
Are you sure you're not seeing your own things since you're in lockdown? You started hallucinating.
This best be a hallucination, because seriously, I don't want any Invisalign or anything like that, but I think I don't know. Oh gosh, I don't know. But yeah, so even that, or probably getting those, have you ever tried teeth whitening strips and stuff? I've heard, obviously, then...
No, but there are a few that I...
Okay, yeah. There's some I want to try. Exactly. There's obviously some dodgy ones out there, so you need to be careful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just taking that extra care of your skin, of your teeth, moisturising your skin, you know, just doing that nice little pampering session where you can.
Yeah.
Self-care, guys, because, seriously, it can deteriorate very quickly in a matter of weeks or days. So definitely keeping on top of the skincare is a must for me. Another one is also using this time to save, guys. This is my personal mission, to come out rich. richer than I went in.
Not even with some savings. You're coming out rich.
I'm coming out rich. Okay. Richer than when I went Help in. Us. Okay. I am coming out. Listen, this is the time because me personally, I use every excuse under the sun of why my savings just are going very quickly. And that's because obviously, you know, commuting, whether it be buying my bus pass or hopping on the tube every now and again, that tapping in, tapping out adds up. And also going out, of course. You know, going on dates or going to the cinema or doing this or doing that. And I can't say...
Or Starbucks.
I don't really do Starbucks much. But or...
Or your coffee, whatever people drink.
Whatever people drink, coffees, whatever. I was never a gym person, so I don't have a gym membership. But, you know, for those of you who did, yo, it's time to cancel those. And just seriously,
whatever
you were putting out there, use that exact money to put into your extra savings. Like, don't think, oh, I can buy that dress now. No, you just put it away. And that is my personal challenge and definitely something I am doing so that I can just have that extra savings and think, oh, I'm going to use this as a positive to think, okay, I can't go anywhere, but I'm making sure that it reflects in my bank statements that I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
It'll be such a shame. Oh my God.
If you could save, because like my husband spent a hell of
on travel, of course.
On travel. And the other day, because we have the time, we did the budget. And I was just like, babe, are you telling me like in 3 months we could have X amount of money because you've not been out, you've not had to buy lunch from out there? First of all, even takeaways.
Yeah, they're closed, aren't they?
There's nothing. Everything's closed. So, of course, I'm cooking, which is saving money. Our memberships for the leisure centers and all that, they've stopped the direct debits from going through. So there's so many little pockets of money.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
My gosh.
And yeah, like you said, just let it come in and put it away.
Put it away, man.
Don't even...
It's not there. It's not there. It's gone straight. And I'm so excited about that. So yes, guys, let that be a challenge also to yourself and thinking. Instead of thinking, oh God, I have nowhere to go, I'm so bored. Think of it as, my God, I'm saving money here. And let that be your excitement. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And finally, dreaming about the future. I think it would be so cool if we put together a list of everything you'd like to do once you reemerge from this. So I saw this on Facebook the other day, and somebody said that every time her family wishes that they would do something or go somewhere or treat themselves or see someone or visit a place, then they write it down, they put it on a post-it note and put it into a jar, and that once this lockdown period is over, that is they're going to be their bucket list moving forward, and they'll work through
so those things.
And yeah, it means that they get to do actually things that they actually want to do with people who they want to do them with. So I think I'll try and do the same, like especially for my daughter and all that. Like, what is she missing out on? And even for us, like, you know, when you go back, you know, when you get the Facebook memories. Up on your page 1 year ago. Yeah, 1 year ago, we were somewhere.
On the beach. That is so true. Oh my gosh. So you're going to write that down?
I'm like, the first thing I'll do is book a holiday. The other thing I really miss is going for my walks. Like, I used to just listen to podcasts or music, you know, and walk for an hour, 2 hours actually every day. And I just feel like I need to get back to that.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
So whatever you feel that, oh my goodness, you're just daydreaming. You're like, I wish I could do this.
Put it down. Put it down. It's true.
Yeah.
And do it. Oh my God, it's going to be so exciting, isn't it? When you come out, there's going to be a mad rush.
Listen, I'll be dancing, man. I don't even know. I don't, what song shall we play when it's over?
I know, I'm coming out. It's so true. I think that'd be the anthem of 2020.
Yeah. Anthem of 2020.
For everybody. Yeah. It's going to be so amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I think we're done.
I hope that helped.
So thank you. Yeah, I think Well, it's helped me as well, especially to think about what I can do.
Yeah, and definitely going hearing forward. Your stuff as well. It's like, oh yeah, that is definitely so true. But it's definitely really inspiring and really, you know, motivating as well to actually think, you know, just because we're stuck in a period of our lives, and this could be anything, it doesn't necessarily have to be this whole quarantine season. It could be literally anything where we've always found ourselves stuck in something. It could be after a bad breakup or anything like that. And you just think, you know what? I'm going to come out of this better. And things that you can do that are in your control to do to make sure that you can actually come out better, because, you know, it's up to us really at the end of the day. So yeah, I think that definitely really helped.
You can control what you can control.
Basically, it's as simple as that.
You know. Leave it. So we'll close there. Thank you so much for joining us this week on another episode of the podcast. We are so grateful for all the engagement, all the love, all the support that we receive week after week. Let us know how you're getting on. Let us know what your plans are. Like, how are you going to emerge better after this funky period? You can always drop us a line on our Instagram page, which is at lifelatelypod. I think we will try and do an Instagram live next week, right? So we'll put the details up and let you know date and time. And we hope that you guys can hop onto there when we go live, and maybe we'll get to talk to a few of you to give us some life hacks.
If there are any at this give point. Us some. Give us some life hacks. We need some. We need them all.
We need them all of them. So anyway, please, as always, we always ask you to rate, review, subscribe, share this podcast with your friends and family. And we hope that you'll join us again next week.
All right.
Take care.
God bless. Bye, guys.
Bye.